volunteers and staff at an Albany organization that provides assistance to refugees and immigrants are struggling to keep up with the demand for services. On Wednesday, the organization got a visit from their member of Congress, Democrat Paul Tonko. What started as a group of concerned members of Albany's Emmaus Methodist Church in 2007, RISE is a nonprofit that serves refugee and immigrant families from more than 20 nations. RISE is the only organization in the city that provides full-time English language classes for adults. It also offers an after-school program and a summer program for kids. Congressman Paul Tonko introduced himself to a group of English language learners on Wednesday morning. The Democrat from the 20th District said he is dedicated to working especially hard on protecting those escaping danger and seeking refuge in the U.S.
Any country needs border control, but I think we need to institute those controls. We need to uphold the law, all while respecting our values as a nation. And I will be the first to tell you, thank you.
Some in the class had questions for Tonko. The congressman was asked multiple times about how he can help reunite families. A woman named Hosnia, with tears in her eyes, asked how the congressman could help bring children to the U.S. from Baghdad.
Please help me to bring them quickly, because my children are in a big danger.
Tonko said he would fight to preserve the United States family reunification policies, which Republican President Donald Trump has sought to end.
The president has chosen to call it chain migration, which I find objectionable. I think it's an insult. So family reunification, where you can enable family members, again, with going through the process, should be honored.
Mushta, who declined to give her last name, is a student who emigrated from Afghanistan and attends high school through the Albany International Center at the Albany City School District. She asked about pursuing higher education.
I am graduated to high school after 2 years. How will my family pay for college?
Tonko responded by saying the cost of college is a concern for everybody right now, but asked Mushta to contact his office.
We will see there may be some foundations we can find, too, that will assist.
RISE currently serves more than 200 refugee and immigrant families in the Albany area. The organization is staffed largely by volunteers and part-time instructors. Over the last 2 years, volunteer coordinator Teresa Alexander said there's been an outpouring of support from local people ready to volunteer.
So many people came wanting to volunteer, explicitly told me, because of the political climate.
The program has grown over the years, but needs resources. RISE has only 2 full-time employees, Executive Director Rifat Filkins and Operations Director Francis Sengabo. Sengabo, who arrived in Albany as a refugee in 2007, helped form the organization that would become RISE. He now registers students, provides testing, and a host of other things.
I'm one person. Our executive director is overwhelmed too, because she's doing financial issue, grant, you know, and we have only 2 full-time employees, Rifat and I, so which means that's one. And another issue, the need is a lot.
Speaking to the students, Tonko told the English language learners that they have his support.
So you reached my heart, and I will pour forth my energy to make a difference.
There's more coverage of immigration and RISE at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.